Las Vegas.
My mother and her, at that time, husband moved to Las Vegas, and about a year later, my brother and I came to Las Vegas to visit her. We thought we liked the area, spent a few days here, and found a business location and went into business.
Where was the business location?
We found a store which was on Main Street and is now across from the Union Plaza, halfway in the middle of the block, and we subleased from a air conditioning company.
You subleased that building?
We subleased about 600 square feet and paid $100 a month rent in this little store.
Do you recall the dates when you first moved to Las Vegas?
Not really, but it was sometime in 1951.
And when you came here, that was your goal then, to establish that business? Or you came here on vacation, but...
Well, my goal was to reestablish myself. I was a very young man. I was 21 when I went into business in Los Angeles. And I was more or less inexperienced, and I didn't have the ability to sustain the business in Los Angeles, but I learned from my experience.
Was there a demand for clothing stores compared to today when you came here?
Yes, I think that if you mean opportunity, mm-hmm. I believe that there were a lot of opportunities for businesses when we came into town. Unfortunately, we came into town very undercapitalized, but because the town was a growing town, because it was a dynamic town, I feel that there were real opportunities in the town at that time.
Would you say there are more or less business opportunities in Las Vegas in the 50s as compared to today?
Las Vegas, I think, is a great business area. In terms of a person starting out with a limited capital, in the 50s, you had more opportunities. First of all, it didn't require the type of capital today. There wasn't the competition of the large chains and department stores, and there were probably more opportunities.
What was the business district comprised of back in the 1950s?
Well, basically, the main business district comprised of an area from 3rd and Fremont to 5th and Fremont. The first and second street were mainly, as it is today, casinos, although they weren't of the size and stature that they are today. Of course, as I indicated previously, our first location was on Main Street, so a customer would have to seek us out.
How did you get those customers to find you?
First, we tried to become known by circulating around in the on the strip and meeting people and advertising. We advertised in the newspapers. We ran small ads in the newspapers, and we advertised. We found that we could get excellent results on the radio.
What types of advertising back then were there? I mean, what papers existed and what radio stations do you recall?
Well, there was the Sun and the Review Journal, as there is today. I don't recall the number of radio stations, but I do recall that we used KRAM. And it might be of interest that when we ran our ads, the salesman would approach us and ask us if we would like to run a dollar a holler, which means a dollar for 30 seconds, or he had 7 4-11s. That was seven spots for $11.
Was that reasonable back then, do you feel? I mean, it sounds reasonable to me, but how the dollar compared to the dollar back then?
Yes, I feel it was very reasonable and very effective. As a matter of fact, when we ran our first ad on the radio, I think within 20 minutes, a customer drove up in front of our store and came in and said he had just heard our radio ad and was interested in the suit that we were advertising.
Now, you're a specialty business. Were you big and tall? I know you're big and tall now. Were you big and tall back then?
No. When we first went into business in Las Vegas, we tried to explore a reason for us to exist, a reason for us to be successful. And we discovered that the young men's market, that is the, I would say the market from 18 to 30, was not being exploited. We had had experience in Los Angeles in what is known as the one button roll model. That is a model, and if you're confused about it, you ask me. But that is a suit model where the coat had one button and the back of the coat had no seam. It was one piece. So it was called a one piece back. And in those days, that was a popular model among a small percentage of the population. It was a very ethnic model. And it was the type of clothing that I understood, and it was not being sold or promoted in Las Vegas. So we stressed the fact that we had this particular type of clothing, and we attracted actually a very small percentage of the population, but enough to sustain our little business.
How did you attract people? Just